This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Speak Up, Effective Communication, the show on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network focused on our communication and our listening skills. I'm your host, Craig O'Neill, and in our episode today, look, everyone understands that public speaking can make you nervous. That's why tip number 5 from Toastmasters is relax. Please be aware. People who take relax as a face value tip may still experience the following symptoms: sweating, rapid heartbeat, shaky voice, dry mouth, trembling hands, blushing, dizziness, shortness of breath, digestive discomfort, occasional brain freeze, cold, clammy hands, butterflies in the stomach, squeaky voice, vocal tremors, face flushing, shallow breathing, muscle tension in your neck and shoulders, increased blood pressure, and that wonderful sensation where you completely forget everything you were about to say. If you experience these symptoms, you may not be relaxing enough. Ask your colleague if relax is right for you. When public speaking, do not mix relax with both caffeine and alcohol. That's because relax isn't actually a tip, folks, by itself. It's terrible advice, like a bad prescription medicine. It's like telling an angry customer to calm down. We talked about this in other episodes with the APAC model. It doesn't work. You can't make someone not feel what they're feeling by dismissing it. You can't do that. I want you to see how I approach this topic. And one thing I recognized as I prepared my thoughts for this episode is that now familiar topic acronym that our loyal listeners will see, that is APAC, A-P-A-C. We use this in conflict resolution, which in that context means acknowledge, probe, answer, confirm. What I realize is I'm using the same sort of process of moving through the nerves when I see them in myself. We're actually going to tweak this APAC model a little bit, acknowledge, probe, answer, continue to work through nervousness, not eliminate it, but to understand it, accept it, and work with it. Because here's what we're really calling this tip. Relax? No. Nerves are normal. And our word of the day today will go right along with this. Our word is equanimity. And we'll define that word for you after we hear a brief word from our sponsors who make this show possible. Your partner in technology, Autoflow is able to enhance your client interactions before, during, and after the visit from a single thread. To see how Autoflow makes it simple, visit autoflow.com. Your trusted companion, ShopDog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call ShopDog Marketing today or visit shopdogmarketing.com. Supercharge your auto shop with Inbound, AI-powered communication analytics and phone service for your professional shops. Visit callinbound.com. Okay, we're back. Our word of the day is equanimity. Equanimity is a noun meaning mental calmness, composure, and evenness of temper, especially in difficult or stressful situations. This is the quality of remaining balanced and undisturbed, regardless of circumstances. Used in a sentence, the experienced service advisor maintained her equanimity even when the client became frustrated, listening calmly and responding with steady professionalism. Or a more specific one for today's topic, you can feel your heart racing before a presentation and still speak with equanimity. The nerves don't have to shake your composure. All right, friends, the nerves are real. You're going to feel them. It's going to happen. And let me give you an example. Grand Rapids Toastmasters Club 404. I go every Tuesday night that I'm in town. We go around the room for introductions. It's just your name, where you're from, usually how long you've been a Toastmaster, and sometimes there's a prompt that goes with it given times. And I've watched guests realize, oh man, I didn't know I was going to have to say anything. But even just saying your name, even just those few short words, nerve-wracking for so many people. The nerves amplify. One of our newest members too gave a really good table topic speech. That's the second half of the meeting. She actually won best table topic speech in a meeting where I think it was the first official meeting where she's a member, about 20 people in the meeting. And this young lady sat back down. She was on the table just to the left of me. And she said, "Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I forgot everything I was going to say." And my response was like, "Nerves are normal. We all feel it to some degree." She's like, "What, really?" "Yeah, really. We all still feel them sometimes." I don't think she quite understood immediately that that's encouraging as I see it. They're like, "Oh, wait, I was coming here. I'm hoping to get rid of those." Sure, they do diminish, or sometimes they seem almost absent completely, which is amazing. The main thing is you really do just get better at working with the nerves. And I want you to remember this. This goes for truly everyone. Nerves are not a sign that you're underprepared, a sign that you're not capable of doing this, or a sign that something is wrong with you. Nerves are your body doing exactly what bodies do when you become the focus of attention. This happens in a small group. Whether you're called up on stage to applause, right? Picking up a phone, sometimes even just a customer walking the door, even when you least expect it, you may feel anxious or nervous energy at least, anytime you need to communicate. And that's okay. In fact, it's quite normal. It's better to expect it. So instead of fighting it, let's understand why this happens. Why do nerves happen? Because once you recognize what's going on in your body, it stops being this mysterious, scary, unexpected thing. It becomes something you simply work through from that point. So let's probe. We've acknowledged that nerves are going to happen. Let's probe. Why are you nervous? What's actually causing this? And we don't need a therapist for this or a psychologist. Your brain perceives a threat. All those eyes on you. The potential for judgment, social exposure, it sends a message to your body. Danger. We need to respond. Your body releases adrenaline, cortisol. These are stress hormones. These activate what's called that fight or flight response. And this is the same response our ancestors as well as modern man has when facing real physical danger, a predator, a rival, a real threat to survival. The problem, your body can't tell the difference between a tiger and a room full of colleagues at a Monday morning meeting. Your subconscious brain just knows we're exposed, we're vulnerable, everyone's looking at us. And don't go thinking it's because it's a stranger either. Some of the times I have experienced the most nerves in presentations is when I'm in front of a group of people I know very well and whose opinions I care about greatly. In moments of nerves, your body is preparing you to fight that threat, right? Or to run away from it. Except in public speaking, you can't do either one of those things. You have to stand there and speak and share an idea. So why these symptoms then? Well, let's actually dive into some of the real symptoms here and walk through what's happening in your body. Your heart starts racing. Why? Your body's rushing oxygen to your major muscles. It thinks you're about to sprint away from danger or fight for your life. You need oxygen. You need it fast. Your hands, they get cold. They get clammy, maybe even tingly. Well, that's because blood is moving away from your extremities, your hands, your feet, and it's prioritizing your core functions. Your body's saying, we don't need fine motor control right now. We need survival. I walk a lot in the cold here where I'm at in Michigan. It's been winter for quite some time now. It's finally starting to warm up. But same sort of thing when your body's getting colder, hypothermic. A lot of that goes to the core. You're breathing rapidly. Maybe even you feel lightheaded. You find yourself taking short, shallow breaths instead of those deep, full ones. Your body wants more oxygen quickly, but you're actually not getting enough because you're not breathing deeply. And that can make you even more dizzy. And this particularly is very challenging at times because when you're speaking, obviously that requires breath and exhaling is producing our words. You start sweating. Your body's trying to cool you down for the physical exertion it thinks is coming, right? Your mouth goes dry. Digestion is shutting down. Your body is redirecting energy away from food processing. That's not important right now. Processing food needs it towards the muscles and alertness. Your voice might get shaky or squeaky. Those muscles around your vocal cords, they tense up. They're not under your conscious control at that moment. They're responding to the flood of the stress hormones. And the most common one that I see is your mind going blank, brain freeze. You know what you want to say, wanted to say. You're prepared. You had it all ready and suddenly nothing. It's one of the main things I was expecting and have corrected thanks to practice and Toastmasters. That organization really helps with that. But it still happens. You still remember your points later on once your brain starts catching up. All the parts of your brain that sorts and retrieves memories, your frontal lobe, it's sensitive to anxiety. So when stress hormones are flooding in, they can actually interfere with your ability to access information. You definitely know it's not gone. It's just temporarily harder to reach. It's my martial arts training days. Some of these feelings were very pronounced in training and certainly in competitions or tournaments. Not just sparring either. I'm talking even in the kata tournaments. That's that individual sequence. You're not fighting another body. It's almost like that choreographed fight that you do, kata. I've talked about kata in a previous episode. I've seen multiple times and have experienced myself blanking during a kata competition, forgetting the next move, forgetting that place in the sequence of movements that I have done 1,000 times more than that. It just poof, no longer there. It's universal. I've watched it in other people and seen in myself. In the statistics we've talked about before with glossophobia, the fear of public speaking, 3/4 of people, 74 to 76%, experience some form of speech anxiety. You literally are in the majority when you are feeling these things. If you walked into a room of 100 people and asked who gets nervous public speaking, about 74 hands would show up right then. I actually believe it should be literally 100%. I don't know anyone that I know who is a good or gifted, talented, and effective speaker who doesn't still have nerves in some capacity. I think that a lot of people, when they don't raise their hand to that question, are just people who believe that their ability to function through it means that they don't have it, but they are experiencing it. I think it's 100%. I really do. It's time for today's Suck Less Spotlight from Autoflow. Today's spotlight is on advisor eye twitches. Listen. Clients like to stay informed throughout the repair process, and studies indicate clients are most satisfied receiving text updates versus phone calls. But call you they will, interrupting everything from estimating to quality conversations and your game of solitaire. That is, unless you text them first using Autoflow. With Autoflow's automated text update, your phone only rings for the right reasons. That way, with less phone interruptions, your eye twitch will definitely suck less. For this and more things that could suck less, visit autoflow.com. Want to see your auto repair shop thrive? Are you looking to drive more customers to your auto repair shop? Let ShopDog Marketing be your guide. Our customer-first approach, combined with AI-driven creative content, ensures top rankings. Dominate mobile-first and voice search with our specialized expertise. Reach out to ShopDog Marketing today and start growing your business. Don't miss out on this chance to boost your business. Visit shopdogmarketing.com. Inbound has exclusively served independent auto repair shops with expert communication solutions for years. Our robust VoIP platform ensures you stay connected, while our industry-leading AI analytics take your business to the next level. We provide the tools you need to understand your customers and optimize every interaction. Choose Inbound for proven expertise and unmatched innovation. Visit callinbound.com and discover the difference we can make. And those people who do look calm and confident on stage, they're not feeling nothing. In my conversations with so many people that I look up to and still am learning a great deal from, they've just been through this enough times that they recognize what's happening to them. They know the nerves peak and then settle, and they've learned to work with it instead of just fighting it directly. And that's something I should add to this too, is there's a timeline for this in most cases. Nerves are usually worse right before you speak. The anticipation of the actual event or activity, the waiting, And then in the first 30 to 60 seconds, once you actually get underway, yeah, you'll feel them. But most people find that once they get through their opening, once they're actually in it, the anxiety does begin to decrease. Your brain realizes, oh, we're not actually dying. This is manageable. Your body starts to calm down. Confidence actually builds as you speak. This isn't always true. One of the occasions I recall where my throat began to feel constricted, my mouth became very dry. It was actually after about an hour and a half of the course I was leading, and immediately after a 15-minute break, I was just getting back into some content after reeling everybody back in, and I started feeling those symptoms and began looking for a cup of water, and my cup on the podium was empty. I didn't feel anxious or nervous directly, but I'd already drank all the water and was surprised by the symptoms. And fortunately, in the room was my friend, Jimmy Lee, who's been a guest on this podcast. He's a certified public speaker himself. He just calmly came up to the front of the room, handed me a full cup of water. It's like a conference room angel. It was really kind. He's like, oh, thank you so much. That's all I needed. I needed that water. Now, Jimmy really knows what to look for and sees things differently as an experienced speaker himself. But this is my point on all this. This is important. Most of your anxiety is not visible to the audience. If you feel like you're shaking apart, they may see someone relatively like standing still. You hear every quiver in your voice. They hear someone speaking. That gap between what you feel internally and what they see externally is quite large. I'm not saying that they can't tell you're nervous at all, but the catastrophic level you think you're experiencing inside, that's not what's coming across. I have seen some cases where someone was really having a hard time. I've talked about it before, one of the speech workshops we did at Vision, but I also saw an amazing recovery from it and the audience fall in love with that person. So that'll come up in another topic here further into our list of tips. Okay, let's recap for a moment. We've acknowledged the nerves are real. We probed to understand a little bit more about why it's happening. It's your body's fight or flight response, trying to protect you from a threat that isn't actually there. Now let's answer the question, what do you do about it? Firstly, I just want to encourage you to trust your preparation. Remember the tips we've already talked about in this series. Tips 1, 2, 3, and 4, you are the medium. Number one, right? Practice, practice, practice. That was tip number 2. Connect with the audience. Number 3, and own the room. Having that time and that space and connecting with people, having done the practice already and being comfortable with who you are, the severity of the nerves, if you've already gone through these tips, it should be reduced. I just can't promise that they're not going to be there. That I'm promising you, in fact, the opposite. But that preparation earned you the right to trust yourself. You did the work, you put in the hours, you know this stuff. The nerves don't erase that knowledge. They just make it harder to access for a minute or two, but it is there. Your body's doing what bodies do when they're in a social spotlight. That doesn't change the fact that you've prepared. It doesn't change the fact that you have something valuable to say, and it doesn't change the fact that you are, in fact, capable. The nerves are just noise, biological noise. It is your alarm system going off, even though there is no fire. So what do? You acknowledge it. That's it. You acknowledge it. You have to simply acknowledge it. Okay, this is happening. My heart is racing. My hands are cold. This is normal. You don't have to literally verbally speak that. I would encourage you not to. But mentally, you can clock that this is occurring. Okay, this is happening. My heart's racing. My hands are cold. This is normal. You remind yourself, I know this material, I prepared, I did the work, and then you start. You get through that opening, and you just trust that your brain will settle, your body will calm, and the information will flow, because it will. You have nerves. Good. Do it with nerves. So maybe you're asking this, though. How do we do it with nerves, Craig? How do we just continue? Well, we've acknowledged the nerves. We've probed to understand why they happen. We've answered that you trust your preparation and do it anyway, but continuing means understanding what actually happens both in the moment and over time. So in the moment, the worst is right before and right at the beginning. Just keep going. Your parasympathetic nervous system, the part that actually calms you down, will kick in and start bringing things back to your baseline. And like I mentioned, this isn't permanent. It's a wave. It peaks and then it recedes. Get through your opening. Get to your first main point. Keep breathing. The nerves will settle. And maybe during the break, remember to fill up your water just in case. Okay, now over time, and this I do feel is good news, all these effects do diminish over your speaking career. Remember the tip number two, practice, practice, practice. That remains one of the most significant things that's going to help you through this sensation. Once you've experienced the nerves enough times and felt them wane, they become far less noticeable to you. They'll still be there beneath the surface, but subdued. Your body learns, oh, we did this before. We survived. We're fine. That part of your brain that was screaming danger, it learns that this isn't actually a threat. It doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen. 6.5 years I've been doing Toastmasters now, and I still feel some nerves in almost every meeting. Subtle in many cases, but they are there. So what we're not doing today, we're not going to give you a bunch of breathing exercises, though trust me, taking a few long, deep breaths does help before you begin your process. But if you're conversing with people right before your presentation, a lot of times that's going to be your relaxation piece anyways. We're not teaching you power poses. We're not doing vocal warmups. Those things have their place. I've never really used them. It hasn't been helpful to me. Today is all about acceptance. You can't work with something you're fighting against. You can't relax on command, but you can say, okay, this is happening. This is normal. I know what this is. You continue with equanimity. Let's go. Tip number five from Toastmasters is relax. But since that's useless advice, you can't just relax on command, and pretending you can only makes you feel worse when the nerves show up anyway. So our speak up tip number five is nerves are normal. Expect them. Understand them. Don't fight them. Nerves are your body doing what bodies do. They don't mean you're unprepared, though lack of preparedness can make them worse. They don't mean you're incapable. You are capable. They don't mean something is wrong with you. It's normal. They mean you're human, and humans get nervous when they speak up. The good news, you can learn to speak up anyway, with equanimity, with composure, even while your heart is racing. In other and future episodes, we'll continue to explore specific techniques, breathing, movement, reframing your self-talk. Those techniques only work, though, if you first accept nerves are okay. Next time you feel that familiar wave of anxiety before you speak, acknowledge it, understand it, trust your preparation, and then just be glad you have the nerve to speak up. If you have something to add, something you're curious about, a time that made you real nervous and you want to share that story and to the benefit and edification of all of our listeners, email me here, speakup@craigoneill.net. It's O-N-E-I-L-L. We appreciate hearing from you on anything that helps or suggestions on topics you'd like to hear us discuss on the show that will help you on your communication journey. Remember, listen up on the app. Go download it to all the shows on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. We have Remarkable Results Radio with Carm Capriato, Diagnosing the Aftermarket A through Z with Matt Fonslow, Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest, the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Brian and Kim Walker, the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton. And once again, thank you so much to our sponsors. Thank you for joining us, our listeners. And now get out there, listen up, speak up, have the nerve.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Check the show notes for Craig's YouTube channel and email. Let him know what topics you'd like him to speak up about.